Thank you, Mr. President, and I don't do this a lot. I don't distribute a lot of things on people's desks, and quite frankly, in this day and age where we have become so desensitized to violence and a lot of things that happen that have become just things that we see on the news, I was particularly shocked and disturbed by a report that surfaced yesterday in Kansas City about an attack in a lunchroom in a school district on a kid who happens to be on the autism spectrum, but the district was aware of the bully, was aware of his tactics and his prior conduct, and did nothing to address this issue. And because of their inaction, there is a six-year-old who was beaten within an inch of his life. Now, this is not to say that this is the only incident where this takes place. This happens a lot of places. But I distributed the article to highlight this particular incident, I think to draw attention to the fact that it's time that we do something about this. In the article that's on your desk, just to go through this, because again, I just think this is worth highlighting, because all the things that we deal with, things can get lost, and these incidents can become run-of-the-mill. But the bullying incident took place in Liberty. There was the harassment of Preston Kitchen, who happens to be actually the older brother of the kid that this actually happened to, who was being bullied by a much larger student in his class. At the beginning of the year, his cell phone was smashed, and he was called an expletive. That's not, I suppose, unique. Sadly, that's not particularly unique. He was continued to be threatened in the hallways, tripped in gym class, dumped food on in the cafeteria, and so terrorized that Preston no longer would retrieve his violin from his locker. "The child is threatening my son," Kitchen, his mother, Destiny Kitchen, said as she complained to the school. Both boys got a talking to, but the harassment continued. Preston's grandfather, last month, sent a certified letter to Principal Dan Weekly, imploring the school authorities to step in and use discretion for fear of revenge. "I'm certain that you're concerned about the safety of all students," said in the letter, very respectfully. "I also believe that Preston is afraid of this particular young man, that if this particular young man is punished, he will be in great danger." But it wasn't Preston that was beaten badly enough to send him to Children's Mercy on a five-day stay. It was his younger brother, Blake. The 12-year-old sixth grader at Liberty Middle was released from the hospital Monday. Kitchen said the attack took place at 7:20 a.m. last Thursday and left Blake unconscious and bleeding on the floor in the school lunchroom. His jaw was broken. His skull was fractured. He had cerebrospinal fluid leaking from his right ear, and doctors are still examining for possible loss of hearing. Blake, who his mother said previously had been diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, anxiety, and symptoms of Asperger's syndrome, is 4 feet 6 inches tall and weighs 74 pounds. Kitchen said the alleged attacker is a foot taller and weighs more than 200 pounds. The incident, as the school said, is currently being reviewed. And we have just sort of a very general statement at this point from Liberty. More than anything, Kitchen said in this article, that she and her family have been left asking questions as to why the school didn't do more to keep students safe. Blake, in this particular day, was sitting where he normally sits, in the same spot, and he places his books in the chair next to him. And because of his condition, this is something that he does. This is very comfortable for him. Well, as this harassment began, the bully stepped in when one of those books was removed, and Blake got a little anxious about it with another student. The bully steps in, and at that point, Kitchen said the larger boy smashed her son's head. This is the bully that the school had been warned about. Smashed the boy's head into the lunchroom table, punched him in the face, and body slammed him to the floor. Blake, who will not return to school for at least 2 weeks, was playing Legos on the family floor of his home when this was taken, with a bandage on his right ear, and plans to return to school Wednesday. He sat on the couch and during this interview. These two will have to live their lives in fear, Kitchen said. I shouldn't have to change my life for them to stay home because they're not safe at school. The parents of the bully should have to change their lives. If he's allowed back in school, I'll keep my kids out. I am seriously disturbed by this. And my question to this school and to this principal specifically is, why didn't you do your job? These kids should not feel unsafe when an incident like this is reported. It is inexcusable. And I'm sure we're going to hear from a litany of lawyers about the actions that they did or they didn't take, but clearly they did not take the action that was requested. And this poor sixth grader, who's already dealing with a lot of issues, as I said, was beaten within an inch of his life. And I think it's time that this legislature start dealing with this issue and there be some serious consequences for school districts who don't adopt policies to protect these kids. And I mean money, because every time I hear about a school issue from a school administrator, it has to do with money. Now I want to talk about money. If you don't do your job, you don't get money. I'm tired of it. The only thing these administrators, some of them, care about is money. Well, they need to start taking care of these kids. When they're aware of a bullying incident, do your job. After I posted this story on Facebook and on Twitter, I began to get comments and texts from other parents who have felt similarly ignored, not to mention their kids. They tell the schools there's a bullying problem and that it exists, and the schools don't listen. Well, I'm going to do everything in my power to change that. So, Blake, I want to talk directly to you, Blake. We're thinking about you. You didn't deserve a moment of this pain. You didn't deserve to suffer. No child does. So when you were laying on that floor unconscious, we're there for you. We're not going to ignore it. Your family did the right thing, Blake. They told your school there was a problem, and they failed you. They failed you because they didn't listen. But Blake, your story has made me realize, and my colleagues hopefully realize, that there are far too many children afraid to go to school. Far too many children who suffer in places where they're supposed to feel secure. In places they should be free to learn without being tortured. And so to Blake and the Kitchen family, and to the countless other Missouri families living in these similar situations with bullying in their school, affecting their kids, affecting their ability to learn, affecting their ability to succeed, I want you to know that I am now listening. And the legislature is listening. And the Senate is listening. We're listening now, Blake. And to the school districts throughout our state that are turning a blind eye to bullying, you'll be hearing from us soon. I promise.